Hey there, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you guys and balls, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is the Diesel-Powered Podcast, the Diesel Punk Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and the internet. We are the voice of Diesel Punk, and this is the Diesel Punk Comics Microcast for the week of July 1st, 2015. I am your host, the time-traveling, comic-book-loving, Diesel Punk prophet of pop culture, Big Daddy Cool, Johnny Della Rocca, and I have come to the present from your past to share with you the latest Diesel Punk comics on shelves this week. Now, we're a little bit late. We didn't have an episode last week. I apologize. There were some extenuating circumstances that took me out of action, but I am back this week, and even though we're a little bit late, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, and we're going to try to get back on schedule. You know, you would think it would be easy for a time traveler to stay on schedule. Not so much. Not so much. You'd be surprised. Anyway, I want to take just a few moments to let you know, brand new book and brand new show of the same name, Tales from the Flip Side, coming from Pro Se Press by my good pal John Pica, and it's all about me. And of course, I'm the one performing in the show, one-man show, Tales from the Flip Side. Time travel, it's gangsters, it's prohibition, it's music, it's magic, it's masked vigilantes. It's pretty cool. And that book is going to be coming out from Pro Se Press shortly. Like, we're within a couple of months. And right now we're marketing a brand new show called Tales from the Flip Side, same as the novel, to small, intimate venues. One-man show, looking for places that seat 100, no more than 200. So if you are a theater, a club, a venue that would be interested in a one-man show based on Tales from the Flip Side, give me a shout, Big Daddy Cool at BigDaddyCoolShows.com, and that would be swinging solid on the 2 and 4. Now, let's get to some Diesel Punk comics on shelves right now. Now, last week, this actually released, and I don't think we've talked about it, so I'll mention it here. BPRD, Bureau of Paranormal Research and Development, the collected edition, 1946 through 1948. This is Mike Mignola, Hellboy, John Arcudi, Joshua Dicer, a bunch of creators on this, but it is all of the collected editions, 1946 through 1948, in hardcover, on shelves right now. So if you've not read the early adventures of the BPRD, it's set during my era, right after the end of World War II and through the end of the diesel era. So check that out. Also out last week, but still available on digital, Comixology. You probably didn't find this in stores, but that's okay because Comixology.com is a great, great service for comics. And this is one of those ones that kind of walks the line between diesel punk and atomic punk. And I guess that we should establish, because, you know, we got new listeners every week. So what is diesel punk? Well, for purposes of our discussion, and this is mostly accepted by the diesel punk community at large, diesel punk is contemporary in origin, which means it happened since the end of the diesel punk era, the mid-19-teens, I say 1912 through 1957. It's a long period, but the 20s through the 40s. So it's got, you know, it's happened since then. It's got what we call decadence, which is the aesthetics of that era, be it visual, audio, or otherwise. And it's got punk, something that turns history on its ear, something that, you know, it can be alternate tech, it can be futuristic tech, it can be magic tech, it can be fantasy, you know, some kind of sci-fi, it can be countercultural attitudes, characters. The punk can be a lot of different things. And it's a lot of different things for different people. For me, it's sci-fi fantasy and alternate tech of some kind. And by the way, for you listening, I am basically a deco diesel punk. I aspire to the deco aesthetics and fashion, less of the military. So that's where I come from. Drinking my ice cold Coca-Cola. They are not a sponsor, but I wish they were. The Adventures of Arrow Girl, number 2. Again, you probably didn't find this on shelves, but it is on Comixology. And this one walks that line between diesel and atomic punk. It is set in the present, but it's got the visual aesthetics of, you know, the diesel era and the early space race. And it's really cool. Arrow Girl is a preteen girl who fights crime alongside her father. I think he's called Hammer Jack, or maybe Jack. I don't know. Anyway, I've not read issue number 2 yet. Issue number 1 was a lot of fun. Looking forward to issue number 2 on Comixology. And we're going to talk more about Comixology in a minute. Now, out this week, these hit shelves July 1st. So we're going to talk about Airboy number 2. And if you haven't already heard the controversy around this, just be prepared here. This is not for young ears. Now, Airboy is a classic pulp diesel era hero who has had various reiterations in modern times. The last series came from, I think it was Antarctic Press, kind of a manga style. Before that, Chuck Dixon did an amazing run with Airboy. And and I guess that was in the 90s. So, brand new series from Image. James Robinson is the writer on this. And forgive me, I don't have the artist's name up. I'll find it here in a little bit. But anyway, the idea is pretty simple. That James Robinson gets hired to create a new Airboy series, and he's kind of depressed about it because he's feeling like his career is in a rut, that he's only doing these kind of pulp style classic heroes reimagining, and he's not sure how he's going to bring himself to write another kind of story like this. And all of a sudden, appearing from the 1940s in the flesh is Airboy. His anxiety, the artist's, you know, anxiety over creating this book has conjured the character of Airboy. And this is kind of a neat idea. It's based on I'm going to forget the term. It's a term from ancient Hebrew where, you know, if you visualize and imagine something long enough and hard enough, it becomes reality. The series Five Ghosts is based on this, which is an awesome diesel punk book as well. But anyway, so Airboy manifests in real life. He becomes real. And in issue number 2, James Robinson, in an effort to help Airboy understand our present, takes him out on the town. And in one scene, he takes him to a bar and Airboy meets a woman that turns out to be a transgendered male becoming a woman. And when he discovers that she is not 100% a she yet, he becomes very angry and there's violence against this character. Airboy, he's not nice. And of course, I don't want to get into all the details and the politics about it, but, you know, this is an issue that has a lot of social relevance. And I understand what James Robinson was going for. He was going for a joke, you know, that someone from the 1940s wouldn't understand transgendered individuals and how they might react to it. We get it. And there was a way to do it to keep it relevant and make it funny. But he went too far, and Airboy, you know, is violent towards this individual, towards this character. Well, as you may imagine, LGBT community is really upset. I don't blame them. It's you know, they're calling it transphobic, which it is. And, you know, whether you think it's right or wrong, whether you agree with, you know, Caitlyn Jenner and that lifestyle, it's irrelevant. We don't attack other people. We don't inflict violence on other people because we disagree with their philosophy or their lifestyle. That's just wrong. And a lot of people feel, rightly so, that this story is promoting that kind of violence. So there is a campaign right now on graphicpolicy.com to have Image pull Airboy 2 from the shelves. Now, this is going to do two things. One, if there are still copies on the shelves, they're sold out. It made this book an instant sellout. But if it isn't, they're urging people to pull them from the shelves. I don't know what Image is going to do. Of course, it's up to stores as well, because stores bought them. Image has to buy them back. It's a big mess. But if you want to find out more about this story, go to graphicpolicy.com. Just do a search on the site for Airboy. There's a video from my Comic Extravaganza co-host, Amy Sulam, about the subject there and on our Comic Extravaganza YouTube site. So you can find out more about it. But Airboy number 2, it's on shelves right now. You may or may not want to pick it up. You may want to join the protest. I'll leave that up to you. Brand new series came out this week by Brian K. Vaughan and Steve Scroce. Steve Scroce is one of my favorite artists, and I've not seen his work for a while. He did some amazing work on The Amazing Spider-Man back in the 90s, like right after I got out of college, and it was during a time when I had no money, so I didn't really collect his work that much, but loved his work. And he's back with Brian K. Vaughan on a book called We Stand on Guard. Now, this is a future story. It's set in the future. I want to say 2020 maybe or later. And Canada is under attack by its greatest political enemy, the United States. Something has happened between today and somewhere in the future that we are at war with Canada, and we have invaded Canada with giant mechs. These mechanical monsters, war machines. And there's a small group of rebels that the story focuses on that is standing on guard against these war machines. The visual aesthetics of the mech are very, very World War II diesel era. A lot of the imagery looks like, you know, battle-torn Europe from World War II. It isn't completely 100% diesel punk, but it has these elements that I think a lot of our listeners are going to really dig, especially those of you who are into the military aspect of diesel punk. Really cool book. Check that out. We Stand on Guard. Finally, my top pick of the week is from Dynamite, and it's Will Eisner's The Spirit. Of course, you guys know Darwin Cook did a great series for DC several years ago. The character is back. It's written by Matt Wagner, who I've become a big fan of lately. His Grendel and Shadow stuff has really been awesome. He did some Green Hornet stuff, too, that I'm going to get ready to go back and check out as well. Matt Wagner's the writer. Dan Shakade, I'm sorry if I butchered your name, brother, and Brennan Wagner, Matt Wagner's brother, are the creators on this. First issue has a variant cover by Eric Powell, my buddy from here in Nashville, and it is the classic Spirit. Dan Shakade's work is very, it's a style that I like a lot. It's very reminiscent of Darwin Cook and Chris Samnee and Doc Shaner, Frank Avia. You know, it's got this very simplistic, stylized line to it. He does a lot with very few lines, and I love that. Now, I got to admit to you, I've not read this yet. I'm going to be picking it up today, so I'm excited about that. But it is out, and that is my top pick of the week. Now, before I let you go, I want to let you guys know, I mentioned Comixology a little bit earlier. Comixology has some great, great, great diesel punk titles out there that you're not going to find on shelves necessarily. Some are original books. Some are, you know, just digital versions of books that are on shelves but may not be readily available. So I'm just going to list a couple. First of all, we've talked about Harold, the Adventures of Lovecraft and Tesla. Since the last microcast, two more issues have come out, number 5 and number 6. And these are available on Comixology, and they're on my list to read today. Pirates of Mars. This is on Comixology. Now, it's a collected volume, and it is one of those books, again, that is walking the line between steampunk and diesel punk. And it's exactly what it sounds like. They are pirates on the planet Mars, and this has some of the coolest artwork that I've seen in a long time. But you got pirates, robots, spaceships, but you got that 1920s sci-fi aesthetic, the 1920s, 30s, and 40s sci-fi aesthetic. And the artwork is just this beautiful fluid line work. It's got almost kind of a Kirby-esque action feeling to it with Carmine Infantino strokes. For longtime comic book fans, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's got this awesome pulp style, but this really super smooth, almost living, breathing action coming through the line work. It's really cool style. And then I found this on Comixology, and these are not cheap. They're $5.99 each volume, but they're collected editions. It's John Lord, and this is coming from Denis Pierre Philippi and Patrick Lamond. This is another example of some of the great diesel punk coming out of Europe. Most of the really great diesel punk comics, unfortunately, are coming out of France, and most of them are written in French. This one, though, comes out of France, but it is written in English. And they're John Lord, Volume 1 is Savage Beasts, Opus 3. We've got... I'm sorry. John Lord, Volume 1, Savage Beasts, then you got Opus 1, Opus 2, and Opus 3. So it's an old-fashioned yet truly original noir tale set in 1920s New York, where an unlikely pair of detectives pursue a mysterious killer. Freshly returned from World War I, ex-detective John Lord is convinced to reactivate a special investigative agency known as the UPIs to probe the grisly death of its founder. As John is joined by Clara, an opinionated psychology student, the duo is taken on a crime ride from the Big Apple to Louisiana's Bayou Country, a pulpy tale of crime full of snappy dialogue, twists and turns, and the unraveling mysteries of the past. I'm really super excited about this book, and it's $5.99. I wish they had individual issues, you know, at 99 cents or $1.99. They don't, but I'm going to tell you, this is it's just beautiful. It's beautiful to look at. And it has everything that we aspire to see in diesel punk. It is contemporary in origin. It's got the decadence of the era. And it's got punk. And in this case, it's that offbeat sci-fi fantasy paranormal investigation. You've got some mysteries of the past, time travel, pirate ships coming from the past to the present, ghosts. It's really, really cool. So it's only available on Comixology from Humanoids, so check that out. One last thing before we go. If you're not watching Comic Extravaganza, make sure you do. It's every Wednesday night live on graphicpolicy.com. And it stars my buddy John Pica along with Daniel Shoemake, Leanna Player, Amy Sulam, and Brian Sullivan, along with Dee and Nancy from the Cosplay Collective. Lots of fun. If you're into comics and pop culture, you want to check that out. Also available for replay on YouTube. Just do search for Comic Extravaganza Live, and that's comics with an X, Extravaganza, and you'll find it, and you'll love it. Leave a comment. Also, on Diesel Powered Podcast, make sure you go to iTunes. Leave us a rating and a comment. Make it good. Really help us boost our listenership. As of right now, we are at 70,000 downloads over the last 10 months. That's blowing my mind. You guys are awesome as fans. So check out, or go to iTunes rather, and give us a rating. Make it good. Send us your feedback at feedback@dieselpoweredpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you and hear what you think of the show. Also, let me know if there are any Diesel Punk comics that I need to be aware of that maybe I'm not talking about. I try to keep up with everything, but there's a lot coming out. It ain't the old days, folks, when Marvel and DC had between 8 and 12 comics a month. Now, they each have up to 20 titles a week. It's crazy town. Impossible to keep up. And in addition to that, you got IDW, Dynamite, Dark Horse, and all of the other independent publishers. So, sometimes I miss something. Speaking of missing something, I'm looking for some new Diesel Punk movies to watch. I'm looking for high adventure. I'm looking for action, comedy, kind of Indiana Jones-ish maybe, but not necessarily. I'm having a hard time finding some good stuff. You guys, I need your recommendations. I need you to send me some suggested movies. I'm jonesing for something new. So, send that to me, and we'll talk about it on the show and give you a shout-out. One last thing, comicbento.com. You get a bento box of comics in your mailbox every month. Mystery box. Look, everybody loves comics, or at least you do because you're listening to this show. And if you like surprises and you like to get packages, you can have your birthday or Christmas every month with Comic Bento. They send a mystery box of comics every month for less than $20. And each box is guaranteed to be valued at least $50. Click on our show notes. That'll take you to our affiliate link for Comic Bento. And if you sign up, it helps keep us on the air. And we encourage you to do that. All right. Well, that is it for this week. A lot of stuff. We're an extra long episode this week. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tell 200-300 of your closest friends and family to come check out the Diesel Powered Podcast. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.